Okay, today's shiur is Daf Nun Aleph. We're going to begin on Daf Nun Amud Beis, 6 lines from the bottom. Amar Rav Yehuda. Amar Rav, Rav Yehuda Shachach Behichnas Eichel and Piv. If somebody forgot and put food into his mouth, b'loy bracha, without making a bracha rishayna. So halacha is, M'satan L'tzarechod, he should try to get to the food to one side of his mouth, Mavarach, and make the bracha that way. So the Brice, the Gemara will now quote a number of Brices with different rules about somebody who's made a bracha rishona, and we'll see if we can reconcile all of these Brices. Tanya Chad, the one Brice says, boilon, you swallow it. Tanya Yidach, another Brice says, kolton, you have to spit it out. Tanya Yidach, misalkon, you should push it to one side of your mouth. So how do you reconcile all these Brices? Says the Gemara, loy kasha. Had the Tanya boilon, the brice that says you should swallow the mashkin with the beverages, you have no choice. But a tanya palton, that you should spit it out, but mitid lamimis, something that won't get dirty or ugly by removing it from your mouth. But had a tanya misalkin, that's something you should put to the other side of your mouth, but mitid lamimis, something that will get ruined by putting it outside of your mouth, but it's not beverages. Even on something that doesn't get dirty, I could put it outside of my mouth, why don't I put it on the other side? And says the Gemara, Tergma Rav Yitzchak, because Kusok, made Rav Yosper, Oven, Mishmeid Rav Yochan, Vishum Shinemar, it says in the Pasuk, Gimolei Titi Lasecha, you should have your mouth full of the bracha, with nothing else. And that's why, if you could take it out of your mouth, it's better. And that's the halacha. The halacha is that let's say somebody's eating something and he takes a bite and he has plenty more baruch shem to eat. The best thing is to spit out what he ate, even if it gets ruined and he won't put it back into his mouth, make a bracha rishayna and then eat the rest. So it'll come out that he didn't eat anything without a bracha. Al Gemara is talking where he doesn't have anything more to eat, so there's nothing you can do about it.
So with the drink, why can't he just put it back in the cup?
If it's not going to be disgusting, the Gemara assumes that it'll never be the same once it was in your mouth on a beverage. Somebody who ate and drank and did not make a bracha rishona. Ask the Gemara, could he make a bracha afterwards? So he said, if he ate garlic and he has bad breath, should he eat more garlic? Should he have worse breath? Om Ravina, that's why Ravina says that's not the way we paskin. However, Hilchak Afil Gomer Sudasai, if somebody already finished eating and he realized that he did not make a brach rishayna, Yachsav Yivarech, he should make another time a brach rishayna. The Tanya, and the Gemara brings a raya from Halacha and Mikvah. That this is the way Rashi explains the Gemara. We learned earlier in this Masechta that a Balkeri is not allowed to say, Divrei Torah is not allowed to say a bracha. So if a Balkeri has to go to the Mikvah, so normally before you go to the mikveh, you have to make a bracha. He can't make the bracha. So what does the Brice say he should do? Tavu v'olah, he should go to the mikveh, come out of the mikveh, and Billy also, when he comes out, he says, Baruch HaShem, Yishanam Tzatzat Tzvon Al Tfilah. And Taisha says it's not talking about Balkeri. Taisha says it's talking about a ger, who can't make a bracha before Tfilah, because he's not a Jew yet. So he only can make the bracha afterwards, and he should make the bracha even though it's after the Tfilah. So here too, the Gemara is saying, he should make the bracha after, even though he ate. But the Gemara says it's not a good comparison. Lohi, hasim yikar gavar loichazi. The Balkeri, the ger, couldn't have made the bracha. That's why he only has the option of making the bracha afterwards. However, hasim yikar gavar chazi, he was able to make the bracha. And by his own choice, or for whatever reason, he didn't make it. Havit chitchi, he can't make it anymore. And that's the halacha, after you ate, and you realize you didn't make a bracha rishayna, it's too late to make the bracha rishayna. However, there are rishayim that say, because since the Gemara here has a havamina, that even afterwards you should make the bracha rishayna, if you can, you should try to eat a little more. Now, let's say you finished, and normally you wouldn't have eaten, but you realize you didn't make a bracha rishayna, the right thing to do is eat a little more, so you should be able to make a bracha rishayna that you missed. The Arzarua says something very interesting. The Arzarua says, you know why a bracha rishayna is different than everything else? Because everything else only has one bracha. So that's why I let you do the bracha afterwards if you didn't do it before. What's the best example? Neros Chanukah. Let's say someone forgot to make the bracha. You lit the candles and forgot to make the bracha. So the halacha is you can make the bracha later. Says there is a rule. Why? Because if I won't let you make it afterwards, you won't have any of the bracha. However, here, you'll always have another bracha. Because even if you didn't make the bracha Rishayna, you still have the opportunity to do the bracha Achrayna, so it's not as bad. But I saw a very interesting question at Arzurua. What's going to be the halacha if somebody ate less than the shear? That we learned a bracha Rishayna, you always say. A bracha Achrayna, you don't say. So what's going to be the halacha now? What's the reason the Arzurua is saying you don't have to make the bracha Rishayna over? Because you always have the bracha Achrayna. Here you won't have a bracha Achrayna. What would you do then? But according to the Arzurua. Another thing that comes out from this Gemara, the Ramah talks about it. What is the halacha when Isha goes to the mikveh? When a woman goes to the mikveh, when should she make the bracha? Should she make the bracha before she immerses herself or after she immerses herself? So the Ramah says what we do is she immerses herself, says the bracha, and then immerses herself again. Tana Rabbanan, asparagus. Asparagus was some sort of a drink that was made out of undiluted wine and cabbage. Says the Gemara, Yofel Alev, it's good for the heart, for Toiv L'Naim, it's good for the eyes, for Koshkein L'Binayim, it's wonderful for the intestines, for Rogaba, somebody drinks it all the time, Yofel Kol Gufay, it'll have good health. However, Mistakim Imenu, somebody that gets drunk on it, Koshel Kol Gufay, it's terrible. Says the Gemara, Midach Tana Yofel Alev, since we're saying that it's good for the heart, Mechlal D'Bechamriskin, because asparagus could be made out of wine, it could be made out of beer. And we're going to prove soon in the Gemara that the wine version is good for the heart. V'ktani, koshkei l'vneimayim. Yet this Brisa said that this asparagus, the wine asparagus, is good for the stomach. But Tanya, we learned in the Brisa differently, because the Brisa says l'lat. Lat is the Rosh Tavis for lev, the heart. Ayin is einayim, the eyes. Tes is tchol, the spleen. Yof, it's good. However, l'ramat, Ramat means Rosh. Rosh is Rosh, the head. Mem is Me'ayim, is the stomach, which is probably, which is Al-Kash. And Tef is Tachtonius, which means hemorrhoids, Kasha. So is it good for the heart? Is it good for the intestines or not? Answers the Gemara, Ki Tanyahi, when does it say that it's good for the heart, it's good for the intestines, the Me'yushin, old wine. Kretnan, the Mishnah says Masech Nedarim. Koinim Yayin Shani Toim. If somebody makes a nether that I won't, makes a vow, I won't drink wine. Why? Hayayin Koshlo B'Namayim. Because wine is not good for the intestines. And the only way that this person can control himself from drinking is by making a vow. Omrloi V'Aloi Me'yushin Yofa. They tell him, isn't old wine good? Avloi Me'yushin Yofa Hulu B'Namayim. B'Shasak. He remained quiet. So the Gemara M'Sakim Darim Paskins, Asa B'Chadosh. New wine he's not allowed to drink. Umutta B'Me'yushin. Because the only reason he's not drinking wine is because it's not good for his stomach. So we see that old wine is good, and that's the wine that this asparagus that's good for the Mnemayim. Shmamino. The Gra has a different Gersa. The Gra says that if he's quiet, the whole nether is bottled. Sayin old wine and sayin new wine. Because the halacha is, nether she bottle mitzosoi bottle kulai. If part of the nether becomes bottled, the whole thing falls apart. So here the nether fell apart for the old wine, so the Gra says it's completely disbanded. Tana Bonim. Shisha Dvarim Nemim B'Sparagus. The six things said about asparagus. Ein Shoyis Noisa El Kushuchai. You should only drink it when it's undiluted. Umalei, from a full cup. Umakabli B'Yamin, he should take it with his right hand. V'Shoyisei B'Smoil, but he should drink it holding it in the left hand. V'Yim Asichin Akhrav, you should not talk after drinking it. V'Yim Afsikimba, you should not interrupt. You should drink it in one straight shot. You should give the cup back to the person who gave it to you. Virok achrov, immediately if there's any saliva that forms in your mouth, you should immediately expel it from your mouth. You should only eat after it the same type of food that it was made out of. Ask the Gemara of Otani, we looked at different brisa, ain't samchanasel pass that you should drink, you should eat bread afterward. And for the Gemara, like Kasha, Hava the Chamra, Hava the Shikra. With wine asparagus, you should eat bread. But the shikra, with beer asparagus, you should eat the material that the beer was made out of. If it's date beer, fig beer, hops beer, whatever it is. Tani chada, we learned the one brisa which we just mentioned. Lelat, lev, inayim, tchol, yof, it's good. Lermat, roish, me'ayim, tachtonis, kosh, it's not good. Yet ask the Gemara, but Tani Yidach, we learned another brisa, just the opposite. L'ramat yofa and l'alat kasha. And says the Gemara like kasha. Habet chamra. The wine one is good for lat. Habet shikra. The beer one is good for mat. Tani chada. Now another question. One braisa says rok akrav leika, that if you spit, you expel the saliva after eating it, you chay malchus, you did something very dangerous. But tanya the loy rok akrav leika, that if you don't spit, you're in trouble. So how do you reconcile the two braises? By kasha, haba de chamra, haba de shikra. By beer, you're supposed to spit, and if you don't spit, you're in trouble. By wine, you don't spit. Amar Vashi, hashtag the amrit like rock akrav loika, that if you drank the beer asparagus and afterwards you didn't expel your saliva, you put yourself into danger. Meim of Nizrakim, you should spit the saliva, I feel with Sneha Melech. Even though we learned many times that spitting is a terrible sign of disrespect, here it's not disrespectful because you're doing it because of health concerns. Amar Vishma ben Elisha, Shloish Advarim Sokli Suriel Saraponim. Surreal, one of the prominent malachim, told me three things. He told me, "Al titel chalukcha b'shachas miyad shabbos tilvish. Don't take your clothing in the morning from the butler and put it on. If you have a butler, you should put it on yourself. Val titel yotcha b'mishloy notl yodav. Don't have negel vasser washed for you from somebody who did not wash negel vasser himself first. And that's important for parents that have little children that wash their children's hands. They should make sure to wash their hands first. Don't return this cup of asparagus only to the one that gave it to you. Taksifis is the name of Shadim. It's a whole group of Shadim. Wait. When will somebody get caught with doing one of these things and we can get our hands on him? The Malchamavis told me the following three things. Atitel chalukha shakt miyad shamish v'telvish. Don't take your clothing in the morning from the butler and put it on. Atitel yotcha mishloi natal yodav. And don't have your hands washed from somebody who did not wash negel vasser himself. Atam lefnei noshim. Don't stand in front of women. V'shosha chayzeres min ames. When they return from burying a nifter in the cemetery. Mnei shemenei mirakeit. Because I dance above Naim, I am between those women. My sword is in my hand. I have permission from Shemayim to do damage. But if this person didn't make women coming home in that from a basic forest after a burial, what should he do? Says the Gemara, lynch him meduchte arba amos. He should jump from where he stands four amos. Nahara, if he's standing near a river, Lavri, he should go on to the other side of the river or lake. Vikadaka Khrina, if there's another road that he could take, Lazelbo, he should go on that road, not on the same road as the women. Vika Guda, if there's a wall, Leka Khura, he should go on the other side of the wall. Viloi, if all of this is impossible, Lahadar Ape, he should turn away from the women. Vilema Vyoma Hashem al Satan. Apostle in Zechariah, Hashem says to the Satan, Yiga Hashem b'cha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will scream at you, Ad d'chaf m'nei, until all the women pass. And this is the makar for a minig, a lot of people have the minig, that women do not go out to a burial, by a levaya. And this is the makar for that minig. Amr Rav Zeira, Amr Rav Vuv, Amr Levi Masni Satana, Asar Dvarim Nem B'Kosha Bracha. There were 10 things said regarding Kosha Bracha. Tana Adok V'Shtifa, the Gemara is going to speak about all the things, but we'll touch them now. They have to be kif, they have to be ripped from inside and out. Chai umale. Again, posh pshari is that should be, when you pour the wine into the cup, it should be undiluted, diluted afterwards. Mole, you should fill it up to the top. Itr v'itr, we'll talk about soon. Noitle b'shtei yodav, you should take it with two hands. The noisna b'min, but put it into your right hand. Magbiyam in a karka tefach, raise it from the floor, tefach, when you make the bracha. The noisna enabo, you should put your eyes on it. You should send it as a gift after you make the bracha, after you bench and you make the bracha, you should give it from the kosher bracha to your family, particularly your wife, as we'll see in the Gemara Namah Beis. There's a very interesting Tosfos. The Tosfos is on yesterday's Gemara, and that's Nun Namah Beis, the Tosfos of Moedim Chacham L'Rav Elazar. Tosfos says when the Gemara says here chai, the Gemara is not referring to the wine in the cup. The Gemara is referring to the cup, to the becher, that the becher should be whole. And this is where the makar for the halacha that you're not allowed to use a becher, a kais that's chipped or broken for a kosher bracha, for kiddush, for havdalah, for brichas hamazon. And this is where the shaila of using paper cups comes in. And there's a famous tshuva from Ramosha. The Ramosha says he's very against using paper cups. He says that it's even worse than using a cup that's broken. So because a cup that's broken at least was a cup. A paper cup doesn't even really, he says, have the name of the cup since it's disposable. And you should never use a paper cup for Kiddush, Havdalah, Birchas Hamazon. The Tzitz Eliezer disagrees. He says a broken cup for sure is worse than a paper cup. He says a paper cup, a broken cup is broken. So you're taking something that's broken and using it for a Dvar Mitzvah, which is a bezoyim to the Dvar Mitzvah. However, a cup that's fine, it just happens to be disposable, can't say it's worse. On the contrary, he says that's what it's made for. And the Tshuvas for Yad Yosef says the same. So he says he agrees in principle with Ramosha that you should not l'chatchila use a paper cup, plastic cup, to make a bracha, kosher bracha. He says, but for that meal, that's the cup. It doesn't bother me that for the next meal you won't use it. But since for that meal it's the cup, you should be able to use it, b'dieved at least. The Michas Yitzchak quotes Ramosha, and he also in principle agrees with Ramosha that you shouldn't use a paper cup. But he takes a very different approach. And the approach that he takes is also very relevant to halacha. It's regarding disposable pans, do you have to be toivel? The halacha is that if you buy a utensil, a pan, a pot, dishes from a non-Jew, you have to do tefillas kelim. So the question always is on the disposable pans. So he says the disposable pans, since you don't have, he says you don't have to toivel them. Why don't you have to toivel them? Because they're disposable. And the fact that they're disposable means that they're not a keli. The fact that they're disposable is not a keli. Therefore, this kais, which is also disposable, that you throw away after the meal, doesn't have on it the shem keli, doesn't have on it the name of a keli, and therefore should not be used for kosher bracha. The interesting shaila is, what happens if you use a disposable pan over and over? Especially this time of year, a lot of people buy disposable aluminum pans, but they're not using it to cook or bake, they're using it for storage. And they keep on reusing it. So, would you have to be titled or not? There are paiskim that say you should title. Of course, there's always an eitzah if you want to be 100% sure. It goes back to Gemara we learned yesterday. If you break it, the Gemara says that if you break something, it loses whatever tumah it has on it, and therefore you can go further. So, if you'll make a hole in it or do something, you have to know what's called breaking, but that would be some sort of an eitzah. But the Chelkas Yaakov says that even if you're going to reuse it, you don't have to title it. Why? Because Lemaisa, this is called a disposable pan. The fact that you chose to reuse it doesn't make it not a disposable pan. It's a disposable pan, and therefore it doesn't have a Shem Keli, and therefore does not require tefillah, according to him. Continues the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Mavarach Al Kais Molei, whoever makes a bracha on a Kais Molei, Noisen Lo Nachla V'Mitzarim, he gets an inheritance without any boundaries. Shenemar, Umalei Birchas Hashem, if what you make the bracha on is full, Yam Vidarim Yerushim. So the way the Mefarshim explain is like this. The pasuk usually says what we're going to get. Here it says Yam, the west side, Vidarim, the south side. Those are limitless, to show us that the bracha is limitless. Rabbi Yosef Bar Chanina Amar Zoich V'Noich Shnei Olamim. He'll get two worlds, Ha'olam Hazeh V'Olam Haba. Why? So the way Rashi explains is the pasuk could have said Rosh, he'll inherit it. Why does the pasuk add yud and hey? To tell us he get two more worlds. And Taisa says, why the yud v'hei? Because yud v'hei are the two letters with which Hashem created Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. And the Mishnah Berurah says people make the mistake. People think that only the Haftalah cup has to be full. The Mishnah Berurah says that all kosher brachas should be full, and even Kiddush cup. And he says, let's say you don't have enough wine to fill up the cup. So he says you should put something into the cup, and like that it'll spill over. Iter, what is iter? Rabbi Yehuda says, "Matrei b'talmidim." You should have your talmidim sit around you when you make a kosher bracha. Chizim matle b'natle. He adds full cups around the cup that he made the bracha on, that it shows how he gives chashivas to the kosher bracha. But it's supposed to be full cups. That's why a lot of people have the minhag to take off all empty cups from the table before birchas hamazon. Because even though we don't necessarily do itur, but having empty cups is just the opposite. Arav Chanan Ubechai. You should fill it up. You should use those cups. Should have undiluted wine in them. Arav Sheshes or Birchas Aretz. When should you have those cups brought to the table? When you say the second bracha. Why? The second bracha says our Aretz for a Muslim. We're speaking about the greatness of Eretz Yisrael. So why do we show the greatness of Eretz Yisrael? That it produces such great wine that it can only be drunk when it's diluted. Rapapa ma'atif v'yosef. Ituf, what is ituf? Rapapa ma'atif v'yosef. Put on his talus. Ravasi parasudra al-reshi. Put on a scarf on his head. And again, the Mishnah Berurah paskins that when a person benches, says birchas hamazon, he should dress himself like he dresses for davening. Noit b'shtei yodov. He should take it in two hands. Arav chapa b'papa ma'ikra. Su yedeichem kodesh. Both hands. Or virchas Hashem. But you should put it on your right hand. The earlier generations want to know. Small mashit to Sailimin. Could the left hand help the right hand? Since the early generations asked this question, and they didn't have an answer, we'll go to Chumrah, and we don't let the left hand hold the right hand. So Taisa says, what are we talking about here? Taisa says, we're talking about a birchas hamazon that's very long. Let's say it's Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos and whatever. So it's a long birchas hamazon and your hand gets tied. So the halacha is l'chatchila, the person who gives you the cup, he should take it in two hands and you should hold it, take it in two hands and then put it into your right hand. Unless you're a lefty, then you should put it into your left hand. And the right thing is just to hold it with one hand. But if you can't, your hand gets tired, don't hold the cup with two hands because that's showing a lack of chashivas. With the Evid, you could put your left hand under your right hand to give your right hand support. Magbiyam in a karka tefach, you should raise the cup from the floor tefach. Arm of Achbar Chanin in my craw. Kais Yeshua Hashem Esau. I pick up the cup with Shem Hashem Ekra. However, the Mishnah Berurah says the point of doing this is that everybody who hears your Kiddush or hears your Kaisha Bracha should be able to look at it. Therefore, let's say you're making the Kaisha Bracha by yourself, you're making Kiddush and nobody else is around. According to the letter of the law for the Mishnah Berurah, you would not have to pick it up. We're still not to pick it up. But nice and boy, you should put your eyes in and pay attention to the cup. You should pay attention, not forget about it. You should send it to your wife as a gift. That your wife should also get a bracha. Says the Gemara, interesting story. Ula ikla bei Rav Nachman. Ula came to Rav Nachman's house. Karach rifta, and he ate bread. Baruch birchas mezayna, and he made birchas hamazon. Yahweh cast the birchas hamazon to Rav Nachman, and he gave Rav Nachman the host, and that's the halacha. If a guest makes the bracha, he should give the host kosher bracha. Amlei Rav Nachman lishda ma kais the bechasa lo yulasa. You should send kosher bracha to your wife yulasa. Amlei hacha am Rav Yochanan. This way Rav Yochanan said, ain pri bitna shel ishim is baruch, a woman's children and a family anyway only get blessed elmi pri bitna shalish, only through the man. Shinemar, the pasuk says uberach pri bitnecha, your children will be blessed, which the pasuk is a different pasuk because children don't come from the man. Bitnecha is lashon zachar, children come from the women. Pri bitna lo nemar, it doesn't say pri bitna, which seemingly it should say el pri bitnecha, to teach us all the bracha to the family comes through the husband. So she doesn't have to get kashal bracha. My kashal bracha will do for her. Tanya mehacha, Rav Nasan Aymim Nain She'ein Pri Bitna Shal Isha Mizbarach Elmi Pri Bitna Shal Ish. Her bracha comes through him. Shenemar Uparach Pri Bitnecha. Pri Bitna Loi Nemar. It doesn't say Pri Bitna, El Pri Bitnecha. So he didn't send her kashal bracha. Ad Ahachi Shami Yilasa. You also heard what happened, that he didn't send a kaisha bracha. Kam bezira, she got up in anger. V'asa lebechamra, she went up to the wine cellar. V'tavra dala meyadana dechamra, she broke 400 barrels of wine. Amma le Rav Nachman, so Rav Nachman told Ula, mishdala ma kaisa chrina, so you better send her a cup, because you don't know what she could do here. Shalachla, so he sent her. So she sent them back. Here's a cup of kosher bracha. So she sent them back the message. Maduri means peddlers. Peddlers will go from town to town. Mili, they used to say a lot of tales, but they were meaningless. From ruined the garden, you get clowny, you get lice. This is useless. It's not. I know what you're doing. It's not the kosher bracha. It's not the real thing. And it's too little and too late. So all the mefarshim ask on this gemara. It's very difficult gemara. The gemara says, "Kala koyis kilo oivet avodah zarah." If you get angry, it's like you're serving avodah zarah. 400 barrels of wine. How could you do it? So the pasuk pshat in the gemara. The pasuk pshat in the gemara. But I saw two pshatim. One pshat I saw was that what she did was taver doesn't mean she broke. Taver means that she locked up the room. She locked up the room in which there were the barrels, that nobody should be able to get the wine without her in the future, and like that she'll be able to control that she'll always get kosher bracha. Another pshat, because that's how many barrels there were in the wine cellar. Another pshat that I saw was that even though you're not allowed to get angry, but if you're getting angry to teach a lesson, again, you have to know that that's the reason you're really getting angry. But if you're getting angry to teach a lesson, then it's permissible. She wanted to show, usually sometimes people are very, especially women, are concerned about, you know, household expenses. She wanted to sell that household expenses don't bother her. What bothers her is kosher bracha. That's what's important to her. Continues the Gemara. Amar Rav Asi, Eim Asichin a kosher bracha. You should not speak once you have the kosher bracha. And that is the halacha. The Mishnah Berurah says, once somebody who's the Mevarich puts the kosher bracha into his hand, he's not allowed to talk anymore, even though he didn't begin benching. And really, the halacha is nobody who's being part of that zimun should pick up and talk. Tosfos says, what happens if somebody does speak in middle of benching? The halacha is you don't go back to the beginning of benching. Continues the Gemara. V'amar Rav Asi, ein mevarchim kosher pronius. You don't use a kosher pronius, a cup of punishment, for kosher bracha. Ask the Gemara, my kosher pronius. What is a kosher pronius? Or Rav Nachman Yitzchak kosher sheni. Because the Gemara Masechet Pesachim says that shadim come in pairs. So if this is the second cup that you're drinking, there's a problem of shadim, and don't use such a cup for kosher bracha. Tanya namehoch, a shoysek of flying, somebody drinks a cup and pears, lo yivara. A person should prepare himself as he approaches God, and this is not a proper preparation for Eilai Masakin. Amar avu av amalem masnisatana. Ha'echo umahalach, if somebody was eating as he was walking, v'varach mu'umid. For brich samazin, he should stand. Why? To show hikoin, that he's preparing himself properly for the brich samazin. K'sha'echo mu'umid, if he was standing when he was eating, mevarach miyoshev, he should make the bracha when he was sitting. That means, again, to show the proper respect. If he was reclining, yoshiva mevarach, when he makes the brachas mazon, he should sit himself up. But the halacha in all situations is yoshiva mevarach, he should sit when he makes brachas mazon. And the halacha tak is that when a person makes brachas mazon, he should sit. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says, no matter how he was, no matter what stage he was when he was eating, when he was eating the food. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, let's say somebody was eating when he was walking, and because he's nervous, because he's trying to get somewhere, and now you're going to tell him that he has to stop and sit down to bench, he's not going to have the proper concentration because he's anxious to get where he's going. There halacha is that he could bench when he's walking. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, that's only if he was eating when he was walking. You can't say, when I'm eating, I'm sitting or standing. And now, when it comes to benching, now I'm nervous, I got to get there. If you weren't nervous when you were eating, you shouldn't be nervous when you're benching. And the right thing is that always you should stand still for a sit down for benching. On Bayrin the Foshes, the Paiskim say you don't have to be so makbid as on Brich Samoz and Al Mechel. Harun Lach Shlosh Shachla, Harun Lach Shlosh Shachla, Harun Lach Shlosh Shachla. Begins the Mishnah. Eilat Varim, and the Mishnah will list a whole series of machloikas between Beisham and Beis Hillel regarding Hilchas Suda, regarding Halachas during the meal. I always have the question, it seems to me that this Mishnah is out of order. First we talk about Brich Samazin, and then we talk about the meal. We should really talk about the meal, and then talk about the Brich Samazin. So maybe Pshat is, what is the ikkar? Is the ikkar the eating, or is the ikkar the bracha? The ikkar is the bracha. We eat that we should be able to make a bracha. So first we talk about the berachas hamazon, and then we talk about the meal. So says the Mishnah. El dvarim shemein beisham beisel besuda. These are the machlokes of where we have machlokes between beisham beisel and hilchos suda. Beisham mevarach al yom. This was a kiddush Friday night. According to Beisham, we should first make the bracha that ends mekadosh Shabbos. Vachak mevarach al yayin, and then make the bracha bari pri hagafen. Beisel oimrim, as we do, mevarach al yayin, first make the bari pri hagafen, vachak mevarach al yayin, then make the mekadosh Shabbos. Beisham oimrim, noitin li yudayim, first you wash your hands, netilas yudayim, vachak moiz gan sekois. Like we learned, this is not only a Friday night meal. They used to drink a cup of wine, we said, at the beginning of the meal, but you should wash your hands, netilas yudayim, before you pour the cup of wine. And we'll explain all of this tomorrow, Mr. Shem. First pour the wine, and then do netilas yadayim. You should wipe your hands with a towel after netilas yadayim, and leave that towel on the table. Don't put it on the table, put it on the couch. They used to have floors not made out of wood. They used to have floors made out of dust. So they used to sweep the floors before they benched. So the halacha is first you should sweep the floor and then do mayim achroinim. First do mayim achroinim and then sweep. But we'll see in the Gemara, Beisil and this machloikis is not necessarily saying that that's the way you have to do it. They may agree with Beis Shammai you could do it that way, but you don't have to do it that way. Now we have the following question. What is the halacha if somebody only has one cup of wine and is going to use that one cup of wine for Birchas HaMazon of Shalosh Shudas and for Havdalah? So what's the order we should say? So Beis Shammai you should do Ner. First you should say Moira Heish Mazon, Birchas HaMazon, Besamim, and then Havdalah. Beis Shammai you should first do Ner, then Besamim, then you should do Mazon and then Havdalah. That's the order. It's interesting to say what is the proper order for Havdalah? People always get mixed up. What's the right Havdalah? What's the right order of the brachas? First you make a bari pri hagafen, then you make a bari mina psamim, then you make a bari meru ha'ish, and then you make a Havdalah. Why? Because we make the bracha according to the senses that we have. The greater the sense, the greater sense that we have in our system, that's the greater the bracha. The bracha on wine, the only time a person has hanoah from something that he eats or drinks is when he actually puts it in his mouth. So the only that's the weakest sense. Smell, you don't have to have it right in front of you. You could smell something that's a little further away. Seeing is even further. You can smell, it has to be somewhat close to you in your proximity. See, especially if you have good eyesight, you can see very far away. Havdalah is something that you understand, and that's something that you think about. Thinking is the greatest part of the human person, that's the greatest intellect. That's why Malam B'Kodesh, we always go higher and higher. That's the last bracha. There's always, people forget, there's an easy way of remembering the right order. You should go in the order from bottom up. First comes your mouth that you drink with, then comes your nose that you smell with, then comes your eyes that you see with, and then comes your head that you think with. The Marsha says that you should use hadasim for besamim. Why should you use hadasim for besamim? Because tzaddikim are compared to hadasim. So if somebody uses hadasim for besamim, he'll have children talmidei chachamim. V'shama emrim shebar maharaj. The right nusach of the bracha is marhesh. Beshel oimrim that the night nusach is bari ma'areish. So the Rishonim all explain. When we make a bracha matzoi Shabbos ma'areish, it's not a birchas hanenin. It's not a bracha of something we have hanah from. Because otherwise you would have to make a bracha every time you turn on the light, which we don't. Once a week we make a birchas hashvach. We praise Hashem for creating this wonderful thing called light, which we could see and we could work with. So once a week, which is when Adam Arishon discovered light, we make the bracha on light. Says the Mishnah, you don't make a bracha on the candle of Lael Psalm, on the Psalm Shal Akam of Avodah Zarah, the Lael Nevel of Psalm Shal Mason, of a dead person, because you're not allowed to have a north from of a Mason's property. You're not allowed to make a bracha on a candle. You don't make the bar mirage unless you have hanah from it. That's why the minig is that we look at our fingernails when we make the bar mirage. But the minig is to hold it with a fist. Why do you hold it with a fist? Because when you hold it with a fist, it's dark. You can see your nails without a fist. But why do you look at your nails in a fist? Because the way it works is like this. When you hold a fist, what's under the fist, what's under your fingers is dark. When you open it up, it becomes light. So you want to show that you're having enough from what was dark now became light. Yeah. Interesting shaila. What's the halacha if your candle, so from Shlom Zalman Aubach, what happens if your candle goes out in the middle of the Bar Mirage? What should you do? So he says you can complete the bracha. And he has a very nice raya. His raya is, what's the halacha if somebody's doing Kiddush Levana? And he starts the bracha, he has a moon, and the moon is very visible, and he starts the bracha, and while he's making the bracha, the moon gets covered. So the halacha is you complete the bracha. Same thing here, it's a brich, it's a shvach, you can complete the bracha even if the candle goes out.
Does this also mean by Havdalah you should shut the light in the room if it's on?
No, because if you hold your hands, you hold your fingernails next, some people have the minute, but if you hold your fingernails next to the candle, you sing it because of the candle. Misha ochav labirich, if somebody ate and he did not say bracha achroina, Hashem says you should go back to where you ate. Yivarach, and that's where you should make brachas mazon. They tell him yivarach b'makom shenisker. He should make bracha wherever he remembers. So again, Beis Hillel agrees with Beis Shammai that it's certainly preferable that you should go back to where you ate. They say you don't have to. We'll see what when in the Gemara. Regarding what bracha achrayin are we talking about? So everybody agrees that for brachas mazon you have to go back. Everybody agrees that for Borei Nefashos, you do not have to go back. Ala Michya, if you ate Mezoinus, pretty much everybody agrees that you also have to go back. But let's say you ate fruit from the Shevis Aminim, or you drank wine, that's a Machlaikis. What category does that fit into? Does it fit into the category of Borei Nefashos, or does it fit into the category of Birchas Hamazon? That must be Mavarach. How long could somebody still say Birchas Hamazon after he ate? Says the Mishnah, until his food is digested, which we generally say, I mean the halacha says it's until you're hungry again, but how long do we usually say? We usually say it's 72 minutes, but the halacha is also, let's say you're eating in a meal and the meal takes a very long time, but you keep on eating during the meal. Let's say you go to a banquet, which is dragging on and on with speeches, but they keep on giving you something to eat, you could say Birchas Hamazon at the end. Interesting shaila. How long, if somebody went to the bathroom and he has to say Asher Yotzer, how long can he still say Asher Yotzer? The halacha is you can stay Asher Yotzer until you have to use the facilities again. Balam yayin achamozim. Let's say they got wine at the end of the meal. Ensham im ensham el oisakos, and this is the only cup of wine they have. Beshamay imrim varach al yayin. You should drink, you make a bracha on the wine. Vakach mvarach al mozim, then say brichas mozim. First say Baruch Samazin, Vakach Mavarach Al Yayin, then say the Baruch on the wine. Finishes off the Mishnah. Vayin Amen Acha Yisrael Mavarach. You could say Amen after a Yisrael that makes a bracha, even though you didn't hear a whole bracha. But like we learned before, it's even if you're not being yaitzi with the bracha, or you're heard part of the bracha. However, Vayin Amen Acha Kutem Mavarach. But you can't say Amen after bracha. It's said by Kuti, Achi Yishma Kala Bracha Kula, unless you heard the whole bracha, because we are concerned what else he said in the bracha. He might have included in the bracha an Avodah Zarah or something else that isn't L'Shem Shemayim.